Here we go. Welcome to the Daily Scribbles podcast. I am here today to record a podcast on a Wednesday of the week. And as you know, this is the weekly armchair babble at the moment. The daily version is when we fully reach our potential, I guess, right? When you're able to do your own direction. Welcome to the Daily Scribbles podcast. I hope to hopefully deliver you a decent podcast here. I'm talking about learning how to code. So, that being the process, or what we're at least talking about, not the process. I guess I'm talking about the process of learning, and realistically I'm talking about deploying and understanding code to a level where you feel comfortable, I guess. Personally, that's a ever-evolving goal of mine. I guess I could kind of run through what I've got written down. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's a worthy pursuit. It's something that is returns real value, I guess, realistically. And really, it's kind of the dedication and the ability to pull off what you're looking to achieve. As we all know, most endeavors into anything potentially all start the infamous last words of "it can't be that difficult." And personally, it's something that I love to hear. I love when I hear people actually say it, that exact phrase, because it's one, the spirit that you have to have, and then also like the truly difficult ability to navigate like the chasm, right? That is how difficult certain things can be, right? Yeah. And I guess that's kind of where I was going with this whole coding journey. It's been something I've been interested in casually. And I've developed a few different abilities and avenues where, what would you call it? Exposure, we'll call it. One thing I wanted to bring up is that as your eternal salesman, I plan to sell you on a few different things. Talked about selling you on yourself, but one aspect of it is going to be I found a potential easy way to get into the ground levels of a few different coding languages. There's a website called DataCamp, it allows for at least for your ability without actually having to pay like a subscription, you can get at least to like an intermediate level of like Python or a few different languages. So I think it's valuable. And as your eternal salesman, I will be kind of pointing out open source and low cost ways to start taking steps in any given direction, because that's what I'm up to. Other than that, this being the podcast, I always try to, record somewhat of a weekly podcast at this point. I call it the Daily Scribbles, but it's more of like a week's amount, and then eventually if I ever get to the level of my actual thoughts are worthy of, right? I'll start doing it daily, right? But for right now, it's just weekly. But I don't know. As we go on, yeah. So that'll be one thing. I'm kind of using DataCamp as a bit of a way to start growing a bit of an understanding, at least at this point, all the way through intermediate Python to the point where I could use a little bit more, to the point where I'm considering purchasing the subscription, which is interesting. You know, I've never had a subscription model that you actually end up wanting, other than I guess like a podcast hosting thing, and what, I don't even know. I guess you have your different advantages, right? So potentially considering a subscription to DataCamp for my own personal growth in code, just because I've kind of reached the point where I'm not necessarily making any progress without actually kind of funding some form of class I take or something. So that'll be one thing that we're working on for 2023. That is going to be our Wednesdays, if anybody's playing along here. We're learning how to code on Wednesdays. Not that we don't on other days of the week, but specifically we are focusing, I guess. It's really the goal here. I don't know. Always something of mine. Kind of figuring out worthy pursuits in life. Life sports, right? I'm big into like the life sport of just living, right? What are those different avenues where you can truly grow personally in like a life sport? Whatever your definition of that kind of fluctuates, right? I would have to say coding and learning how to code is a life sport, and part of it is kind of succumbing to like the understanding that you have to have like a zen quality of yourself to fully immerse yourself in it, and then be able to kind of pull on the different knowledge strings that you need, right? Wow, we're getting close to the average Daily Scribbles podcast, which is kind of fun. I try to be somewhat economical, or what would you call it? I try to be effective with my words. So I'm trying to keep them short and sweet for right now. As this goes, I've had to re-engineer the beginning of the podcast probably for this particular episode, just cause I closed out of, the Audacity, website. I do have some notes on WAVE files. .wave or any of those podcasters out there. I just find it interesting. Some of these WAVE files are very very usable, is really what it comes down to. I find them interesting. Either way, as we know, this is just random shit against the wall for the Daily Scribbles. I try to keep it at this point under 10 minutes. Just because I don't think I have all that much to say, but I do think it's kind of fun to, kind of generating their own direction, right? Doesn't necessarily have to be into something I'm into, but it's more of more of bringing the energy of doing, right? There is only, there's only so much energy that can be generated independently. Sometimes you need to draw off different sources, but more of a kind of warm your intellectual thoughts on different different versions of it, right? Either way, I don't know. There we go. I also wanted to bring up how I believe the cadence of anything is what keeps you effective and then also efficient. And then there's also like the weird happiness side of it and also like the other side of it. Either way, figure out some form of cadence to life. And I think that should be taken as broadly as possible because it's, you could define that as uniquely as you'd like. And I'll leave it at that. Have a good one.